T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Kennedy.
Hello.
Hi, Annie.
Hi.
Producer Dan.
Yes, sir.
Hey, welcome to the Unfiltered After Show podcast. We each bring one topic we discuss, and you leave us a wonderful 5-star review. Kennedy, as always, you're up first. What you got?
Okay, so, you know, celebrities get to do clothing lines with people all the time.
Yeah.
Beyonce and her collaboration with Adidas and this, that, and the other thing. Well, Billie Eilish just did a deal with Nike, and she is... She makes her own Air Jordans.
She does.
So my question is, if you could have, if you could make like a signature piece of clothing, like what would the brand be and what would the item be? Mine would clearly be Doc Martens.
Obviously.
That are all kind of splattery painted like it looks like it came from the 80s or acid washed in some way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. That would be me.
You could go to the Converse store over there
that's
on the Freedom Trail, and you can actually do it. You go in, and they have all the materials up on the walls.
Yep.
So if you want to make it out of denim or you want to make it out of leather, you want to make the old school, you can pick with the sole, the
top. You can do it online. You
it's
can
like
do it Build-A-Bear
for Converses?
Yeah, but you don't
you
get
do
the
it advanced, too.
But you don't get the experience of actually, like, there's a machine to put the eyelets in the shoe, like, to stamp it in, which I thought is really cool. I would probably do some Vans.
Yeah,
I've
got some custom ones done for my dad a couple years ago for his birthday.
Yeah.
Some serious dad energy in those things.
I did a pair of custom Nikes with Barrett maybe a year or so ago, and you can go in and it has like...
Yeah, but if you had your druthers, not what other people can do. Like if you had your druthers and you could do whatever you wanted like and make them, something you couldn't, like somebody else couldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I feel like you're a shoe guy anyway. It was going to be shoes.
Yeah.
Picking between two things. I love my Chuck Taylors. My Celtics ones are my favorites, obviously. So I feel like I'd want to do something with that. Maybe something more like women themed, like a women empowerment thing for the sneakers.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg sneakers.
The RBGs?
Bro.
You got those new RBG 12s?
Fire, bro. Fire.
Can I do custom turntables, Kennedy?
Yes. 100%.
That would be cool.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. Something like this. Yes.
That would be cool.
Or I would love to make some kind of like athleisure line, like a sick outfit you can wear to the gym, just because I feel like all of that stuff is becoming more popular. Like, matching sets and stuff like that. And it really is so much better when you go to the gym and you're like, I look like a baddie right now.
and you can then go to brunch in it because that's just what people do now.
Of course, shout out to the Kardashians. Thank you for
gym
that.
Gym clothes aren't gym clothes anymore.
No.
How about you, Dan?
If you're talking about clothing, I feel like the most authentic for me, I'd have to do scally caps.
Oh, yes.
I have a lot of those.
The Dan Breslin scally caps would purchase.
Would purchase all of them.
Uh-huh.
And if it was anything...
Yeah.
I'd love to have my own beer. That's another thing that's very close to my heart.
Yes. Have you done it at home yet?
No, I haven't.
I did it during the pandemic. It's a lot less glamorous than you think it is.
Oh, I don't think it's glamorous.
It's slow. It takes a long time because
I'm all
you have
set.
To put it away in the cabinet for 2 weeks. And it's tedious work because you have to make sure everything is sterile.
Yeah.
And so like when you touch one thing, then you have to wash it before you can touch the next thing. And then it was like... It's like, this isn't, I just want to mix some stuff in a barrel.
She's talking like how celebrities do it. I would just show up and taste all of them.
Somebody else do the work?
This one needs more apricots.
No, 100%. Yeah. You let the, you know, when you do a collaboration with these people, the experts, the designers are doing the work. You're just giving your vision. I wouldn't expect you to create an entire turntable. Who knows how to do that?
I could, you know.
All right, that's what I got.
I saw this in the in a Facebook group that I belong to called Boston Moms. I don't know why I belong to this Facebook.
Why wouldn't you? Are you kidding me? The content is it's fantastic.
So a woman writes, "Help me with some tips, please. My daughter is 4. She lies, talks back. She is mean to our dogs and steals every day. I've tried taking toys away from her, grounding her, going to bed early and timeouts. I really don't know what else to do. We are at a loss. I know the talking back and stuff is probably her age, but we are at our wit's end. It's gotten so bad. Please help and please be nice." And I read this and I was like, holy smokes. I mean, 4 years old is so young to be exhibiting some of these behaviors.
Yeah.
And you just don't know what to do. Where do they learn this at that age, right? It just shows you that just we as human beings are just so flawed. And man, I don't know what to say short of therapy at that age. Well, exhibiting some of that behavior.
Stealing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kids are sponges too.
Yeah.
They are absolute sponges. And not saying this is the parents' fault if they're exhibiting this behavior, but you know, if it's there's something they're watching on TV, like it's everything. Yeah. They absorb everything. Yeah. So if they see someone lying on TV or something along
could
those lines.
Could be just a lack of getting attention.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That too.
You know, she's not feeling that mom and dad are paying close enough attention. And so the way she gets attention, even if it's getting yelled at, is by doing these things.
And some things are nature, not nurture. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as you say, therapy might not be a terrible idea.
Right.
Just to
That's
see if
so
there's
young,
something. There's never too young for therapy, in my opinion. Could be something underlying that's making her feel the need to act out with these behaviors. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, do you feel like, like the way she at the end, she had to say, be nice, because everybody was like, what are you doing?
Oh, 100%.
I can't imagine the pressure
would be very
of being a parent at all. Uh-huh. You know, and you see this sometimes when you're watching documentaries or movies or things on television, and they're like, you know, we were a good house. We said grace every night. No. We went to church every Sunday.
Sometimes people have excellent upbringings and just turn into shitty adults.
Yeah.
It happens all the time.
Yeah.
4 years old.
But 4 years old.
4 years old's really young.
I mean,
stealing.
That is so young to exhibit
really
this
young.
Behavior.
There's so much you got to know. Are there siblings?
Right.
Are there, do both. There's so much.
I know. All she
there's
said
a
was
lot
the
in
dogs.
There.
It wasn't like
that. And I'll say this, and I'm going to generalize about this Facebook group because I see a lot of stuff come up in this Facebook group. And it is a lot of moms that live in the city. So these are Back Bay moms. These are Beacon Hill moms. These are, and so the judgment, you're right, is always there because people come in and go, oh, well, you live in Back Bay. You should, you know.
Like, regardless, though, I feel like if you, any time that you're talking about your kid, I feel like there's our instant judgment. Well, what did you do as a parent?
It's always, internet is instant judgment.
That's true.
On everything.
But the parenting of it all, I just feel like
it's always,
people can't do anything.
Not my kid. It's not my kid. Like, if say Barrett was at school and being a little punk and bullying someone, and you and Lana aren't like this, but if you're like, not my kid, my kid would never do that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they do. Your child's not perfect.
Accountability is important.
Yes
it is. Yeah, that's tough.
Aww,
man.
I feel bad.
But, I mean, Jesus, she must be really, like, struggling if she's going to a Facebook group. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, to put yourself out there and say my child
because
has...
it's not anonymous.
No, that's what I mean.
Your name and everything is on the post.
Right.
So people... God,
I just hate that you have to say be nice at the end of anything.
Right.
And when it's just a woman who's clearly
like,
looking for help.
Right. That's not fun.
Somebody suggested there was everybody. There was a really good book in there. I don't know if I still have the post up or not. I don't have it up in front of me. But somebody suggested there was a really good book in there for the kids. Right? I just thought it was like, for that mom to open up like that on the Facebook group was pretty powerful.
Definitely.
Every once in a while, it can be used for good.
Seriously. And there are times.
What you got?
I want to talk about frats and sororities.
Oh.
So I don't know if you've seen what's been going on at UMass Amherst.
So there was a protest about a particular fraternity and the allegations of sexual misconduct.
Yes. Against this one particular fraternity. It started with the Reddit post. There's been allegations of rape. There's been allegations of drugging women that go to the parties.
Jesus.
It's really bad. And I don't want to be mean to anybody who was in these in the past. I can't believe they still exist. Mm-hmm. I cannot believe sororities and fraternities still exist. First of all, you pay for your friends. That's what they are to me. You're just paying to have friends. which I don't understand. I think it is such a toxic cult culture, and I think that this has been going on for so long, and it doesn't seem like it's slowing down anytime soon.
And literally, the story that you just told was told when I was in college at the same fraternity.
Yes.
So
the school that I went to didn't have sororities and fraternities. It was a small liberal arts college. Everyone was surfing and not going to frat parties. I don't understand it. I don't understand how they're still allowed. I don't get it. I don't get the benefits of them other than networking purposes, quote unquote. I don't know if you guys had friends or family that were in frats and sororities.
I used to go to a lot of the parties. My brother went to University of Miami, and he was ATO, I think is his fraternity. And I have to be honest with you, it was pretty nondescript, their fraternity.
Yeah.
You know, the parties weren't too crazy. They did some good community service things at the University of Miami. You know, I don't know if it's changed.
You have to have a philanthropy, Carson. Right. That's part of what being
But, you know,
in
my brother,
is.
And I guess every fraternity and sorority is different.
Sure.
And their reputation of what it is that they do. His was pretty low key. My experience with the fraternity was pretty mild, but I have to imagine some of them get
Right.
Control.
My college was 75%
Greek life,
and I wasn't.
Right.
But I went to a lot of them because what else are you going to do?
Right.
So a lot of my girlfriends were in sororities, and there's a whole lot of bullshit that goes along with it. You know, they made lifelong friendships with these women. They could travel in packs. They felt safety. Mm-hmm. Sorority houses are so different than fraternity houses. Like, they're locked up like no one can go in, whereas fraternity houses are disgusting and
free for all.
Whatever. But no, I will agree with you. I think the hazing that still continues to this day is
it's insane.
That's it for me, I think.
Illegal. And then, and the things that happen. And this isn't to say that this doesn't happen outside of Greek life.
No,
it
of
does.
Course.
But
the culture of it is
I agree.
Poor.
Yeah. I agree.
I didn't go to college, and no one in my circle really went to college.
Yeah.
So I'm super far removed from knowing anything about this shit. But I don't understand the process of it. Like, you have to go and pledge and let them treat you like shit for like a month.
That's what I
would know.
A week.
It's like a week. It's not a month.
But
you have to go do shit for them, and they can treat.
Well, no, there's hell week, but the entire time.
Yeah, you have to pledge for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're down doing dumb shit.
I'd be like, you got me fucked up. This is no.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very the people that are head of the chapter or whatever can be like, scrub my bathroom floor with the toothbrush.
Carson, it's sort of like they took the parts of the army of when you enter as a private to sort of break you down to build you back up again.
Right.
But instead of making you a better, kinder person learning a job, it's just making you an asshole so that next year you get to do it.
Yeah, and it's not a sergeant with two tours or some guy named Chad.
That's right.
With a trust fund.
Correct.
Well, not all fraternities and you associate wealth with it. I don't think all...
They're very expensive.
They're very expensive to be part
of. Sororities are very expensive.
I'd say majority people in sororities and fraternities are wealthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think sororities are much more expensive, just in terms of all of the stuff you have to do and all of the events you have to go to, and that means things you have to buy.
I didn't even know they cost until right now.
Oh, my God. Plus, you have to live in the house for a couple of years, and you have to pay rent there, and there's
dues. So if you have to pay for college and that, you got to have some extra dough lying around.
It's a lot.
Like, what does it cost to belong to a fraternity or sorority?
I can't even imagine what that is anymore.
I don't know, because I never tried to be in one.
I can't figure, like, kids that are in a fraternity or sorority at UMass Amherst. Is that an expensive school to get into? Is it expensive to
Every college is expensive
now.
Well,
that's true.
So. Yeah, it's tough to gauge, I guess.
Yeah. Everything's ridiculous.
So, but where does all the money go to?
Anywhere between $600 and $6,000 a semester, depending upon your school.
Right.
Goes to running, like, the events.
Your house costs money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Events cost money. Mm-hmm. You do philanthropy. You buy cute matching t-shirts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that.
Beer pong tables or what have you.
Indeed.
The overhead of it all.
I wonder if they'll cease to exist. And
is UMass Amherst the one that has that big party every year?
They used to.
ZooMass.
That's it.
They used to have, it's the St. Patrick's Day one.
Oh,
I can't
right.
think of the name. They like stopped having it. Blarney is what it's called.
Yeah.
It used to, my sister went to UMass. Uh-huh. She graduated in 2009 and it was a shit show.
Yeah.
Kanye West performed when my sister was in college. Like, it was...
Really?
It was insane.
That's like peak Kanye, too.
I know. It was insane. insane. I went to visit her. I mean,
so how do you afford that as a school? There's a question.
How do they afford Kanye?
How do you decide as a school we're gonna spend all this money on Kanye instead of A B C D E F G H I J K?
Instead of improvements to the college.
You know who came? When,
it's a really good school.
You know who came to my school during Drake Relays, which is the party week. Pauly Shore. So
oh,
same thing.
Hell yeah.
The Weasel.
Oh, for sure.
This is what I get.
Yeah. Thank you, Annie. Dan?
It's Tuesday.
Let's yes.
Random topic Tuesday. Hey.
Random topic Tuesday.
What do you feel about frats?
That would be so weird.
Imagine.
They're always listening.
Mm-hmm. They are.
You don't call your country fraternity a frat. That's what my brother always said.
Huh.
I was like, okay. Thanks for that.
All right.
Best part.
It's an important part of the bit.
It really is important.
If you had to get rid of one major holiday, which one would you get rid of?
Christmas.
That was so fast.
I hate it.
What if you had kids, though? Then there would be no Christmas.
Don't care. We'll celebrate a different day.
If I could get rid of one holiday.
Or Valentine's
Day. I would get rid of that. Does Valentine's Day count? I would get rid of Valentine's Day. To me, that's a Hallmark holiday it's more stupid. Than a major holiday. Yeah.
Most of the holidays we have are Hallmark holidays.
They're just true.
Christmas has turned into a Hallmark holiday.
Yeah. I mean, I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
don't want to give up a holiday, Dan. I like my days off. What are you doing to me?
I feel like the hype around Christmas has gotten so bad.
Yeah.
Pressures around it are so great.
As an adult, Christmas is by far my least favorite. Yeah. But I also don't have little kids in my family.
It is the best.
Yeah, it's different for you. Yeah. If I had kids one day, maybe it would be different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love Halloween. I love 4th of July.
Thanksgiving.
Right, but just
please.
The pressures of family and who goes where and whose family gets what and
too
buying
much.
The gifts. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it feels very pressure filled instead of the quote unquote reason for the season, as
right.
they say.
If I had to give up one national holiday, it would be my birthday.
Would you give up your birthday before New Year's Eve?
That
one's all about me.
My birthday's the best day of the year. Are you kidding me?
I like the family. I like all that. I mean, it's chaos, but I enjoy it.
I feel like New Year's Eve is overrated too.
New Year's Eve is amateur hour.
Yeah, I guess
it's just especially up here because it's just so cold too.
Right.
But you got to go out in a skirt and a bodysuit.
No, I stopped
22?
Leaving the house at 25. Yeah. That was the year I stopped
Kennedy,
going out for New Year's Eve.
Cardi B told me a thottie never gets cold. Yep. I'm out here being a thottie and not getting cold.
Only two things that don't get cold are penguins and girls in their 20s. That's not how that joke normally goes, but I cleaned it up.
Shane, I appreciate it, but you're not wrong. God, college was awful.
I don't know how some girls do it.
Well, because there was no place to hang your coat. They didn't have coat rooms in bars, period, end of story. Mm. Like, they do kind of up here, but in Iowa, they sure as hell didn't.
Well, if you walk around on a Saturday night and be like, it's January, why are you in a miniskirt?
Because nobody has a coat room.
You can't feel your legs.
I told you, a thotty never gets cold. God.
All right, thank you for listening. Leave us a review. We done? Oh, no, Randy. Oh, you got more topics.
Yeah, whatever you guys want.
Yeah, let's do a couple more.
Okay.
Sorry, I forgot.
What is the first thing you notice about a guy or girl of the opposite sex?
Smile.
Hair.
You know, now that I'm losing my hair, I'll be watching TV or something, and I'll just go, fuck, that guy has good hair.
Guy's
Which
good
is something
hair.
I never said in my life.
Have you seen Charlie Puth's hair?
He has the best hair.
No, he's got new hair. Not new hair, but he's letting it grow. I just saw he did a thing. Oh,
he posts a TikTok every day.
Nah.
Get with the times.
Sorry. I don't see them every day. I miss
get with the
Charles
times,
Puth. Daily TikToks.
The Puthinator.
His hair is amazing.
Mm. I'd probably say eyes, like if they look at me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You think smile?
Smile.
Yeah. And then right to the butt.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm superficial.
You like tits and ass.
I'm probably turning my head like, wait until she turns.
What she got behind her nose.
Right,
it's like
one.
You two have a language like twins do that mommy and daddy just don't understand.
I really think Dan and I were separated at
mm-hmm.
birth.
I do believe it.
I could ask my mom something funky.
I think we did that one. How do you feel? This is silly. How do you feel if you accidentally leave your phone at home?
Lost.
Free.
Really?
Yeah, it's nice.
I guess it depends where I'm going. Like, I don't bring my phone if I'm, like, going for a walk. Stuff like that. But if I left my phone at home and came here, I'd be like, shit.
It's become such a part of me. The first word that springs to mind is naked. I would feel naked without my phone.
I went out on a date with Casino Guy once. And when I got to the restaurant, I realized that I had forgotten my phone. And he was like, oh, my God, do you need to go get it? And I'm like, no, I'm with you. This is the person I'm going to be with tonight, so not really. And he goes, oh, my God, we would turn right around and go right home if it was me.
He does that. He needs it for his job, doesn't he?
Yeah, but still, I don't think it's all that. But anyway.
Also the Facebook. He needs it for the Facebook.
Indeed.
Like, when I'm at dinner or something like that, it would actually be better because I have to make a concerted effort to leave it in my pocket because it's rude when you're at dinner with somebody to just be like, what's going on? And I have to remind myself of that. So, but if I was like out for the night or here, I'd be like, fuck it.
If I'm more than two blocks away, fuck it. I'll deal with it later.
Yeah.
I'll go on the iCloud and figure it out.
Yeah. I try to be pretty good about it if I'm with other people. Yeah. I don't care. So
I try to, I have a problem of absentmindly checking my phone.
Yeah.
I think we all do.
And I don't want to offend people.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I leave it behind a lot, actually. Like if I were going out to dinner or something, I might just leave it in the car.
Yeah, I think I should probably just start leaving it for like a night or something just on purpose to just do it without it.
You're not missing anything.
Barrett's lost his permanently.
Oh, geez.
It's gone.
Permanently?
Didn't he just get it?
Yeah.
Like forever?
Gone.
Like until he turns a different age?
Yeah, it's like having an addict. I mean, it really is. Because he wakes up, so Sunday morning... He wakes up. Now we are on the Cape and we have to come back early because we got to go to church. He's got to go to practice.
Right.
So it's like 7 o'clock in the morning. We're all up. We're going to have breakfast, coffee, all that stuff. I got to make a run to the dump for our trash and then we're leaving. And he's like, so he comes around up for the stairs. And he's like, what are you guys doing? I'm like, well, it's just getting the day, you know? He's like, oh, so you're just chilling. So I'm just going to go grab my phone and chill for a little while. And it's like he's just gotten out of bed, and it's the first thing on his mind is his phone.
Yeah, but what's the first thing we all do when we get up? Mm. It's the first thing I do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I look to see what time it is and how many more minutes I have before the alarm goes off.
Yeah,
I know. Well,
you know, you go in the bathroom, it's what you check. I mean,
they say your brain is 10 and still developing. And I'm not responsible for you guys.
They say it messes with your circadian rhythm.
Of course it does.
If you check it like an hour before or an hour after waking up.
Of course it does. Any light.
Well, I have ruined that.
Any sort of light, any change in anything. If you're sleeping, let it lie.
And so he's just always thinking about it. And so Lana was finally like, it's enough. He lost the switch, all of it. The iPad, it's all done.
For good?
For good. Never getting it back.
Well, that's ridiculous. It's not never. That's a silly thing to say. Can't be never.
He's never getting them back. I'm telling you. You
can't
don't know
do that.
Why.
You're going to send him out as a teenager without a phone on him? Are you high?
Well,
Lowjack that man.
I'm telling you, it's going to be a long time. It's going to be a long time.
Why did he lose the switch? What did he do to lose the
switch? Just all the same. It's the same.
During the school year, you guys usually had been.
This is for weekends.
You know, maybe
loosen up a little bit on
only
the
a little bit here and there.
But, you know, he is 10 years old. He's got so much going on in his life that you just look at the hours. I deleted the app off the Switch app, I think. But it's crazy if you look at, let me see if
like
I
how many hours he was spending
oh,
on
I
it.
Oh, I still have it. So he hasn't been on it, obviously, in a while. Let me see monthly usage. See if I can go back a month. I guess August. I don't know how to. Well, he didn't use it during the month of August, but.
So he's lost.
So
it
here
for
you
a
go.
While.
So here's, you know, on a Sunday he played it for 5.5 hours. On Saturday he played it for 3 hours and 15 minutes. On a Monday he played. So this was probably Labor Day, you know, 2 hours and 10 minutes. Hour 15, 3:15. It adds up. You know, think about that. Over the course of 3 days, he ate. 11 hours of his 3 days. So how many hours is he awake?
Was it raining? Dun, dun, dun.
All right, now we're done.
All right, bye.
Peace.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.